One of the markers today associated with depression is a reduction in brain-derived neurotrophic factor, which is a protein important for neuroplasticity, for the ability of the brain to learn, to change. And so this factor, which is again is a big protein, is involved in many processes in the brain. But it was found that in depressive subjects, the levels of this protein are lowered, especially in a region called the hippocampus. And antidepressant drugs, repeated use of antidepressant drugs, causes elevation of this factor. We actually studied what happens if we induce a reduction in this factor in animals and look at a behavioral, at the battery of behavioral tests, and found that reduction of this factor would cause depressive-like behavior in animal models. Now, what brain stimulation is doing, electrical stimulation or magnetic stimulation that I mentioned before, is to actually increase this factor in the hippocampus, and we found this to happen only after repeated stimulation. So it's not enough to give one session of brain stimulation to induce increased BDNF, brain-derived neurotrophic factor levels. You need several sessions, and also the behavior, I mean the normalization of behavior in animal models or in humans, is shown only after repeated stimulation. So there is correlation between the elevation of the brain-derived neurotrophic factor levels in the hippocampus and the normalization of the behavior.